Pankajangri Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu. They have always in my heart personified the sweetest understanding of the term God brothers. They were not just brothers, they were truly God brothers. In the service of Srila Prabhupada, in the service of Sri Sri Radha Madhav, they practically shared the same room together, day, night, serving Sri Sri Radha Madhav and the devotees. And even if they disagreed, it was with loving, sweet respect for each other. So completely united, like one soul and two bodies is how they serve the deities and the devotees. And the idea of unity and diversity is very much exemplified in the relationship that they had with each other in serving the servants of Srila Prabhupada. And I do believe that Sri Sri Radha Madhava revealed through their relationship with each other the standard of how we as family members in Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya's society should interact with each other. That unity in diversity. I'm remembering at this time my first meeting with Pankajangari Prabhu. In the mid-1970s, Srila Prabhupada sent two Shalagram Shilas to New Vrindavan, and I was meant to be their pujari. Srila Prabhupada gave simple instructions that somebody noted down. And at the end, he said, for more instructions, you should communicate with Janani Vastas in Mayapur. So in those days, you know, we had the postal system, and I wrote a letter to Janani Vas Prabhu. And by the time the letter got to him and by the time it came back to me, it was a couple months. And Janani Vas Prabhu is telling me how he was worshiping Shalagram Shila in Mayapur. And for several years, we were corresponding with each other in this way. After I was given sannyas, it was the first time I was given blessings to go to Mayapur. This was around 1983. I was especially eager to meet Janani Vas Prabhu because Srila Prabhupada inspired me to accept him as my Shiksha Guru for deity worship, and that was my whole service for many years. So when I arrived in Mayapur, every evening I was staying in the Lotus Building, Janani Vas Prabhu would come and bring me Mahaprasad cookies and milk, and we would sit and talk for about an hour about Srila Prabhupada, about Mayapur Dham, about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes with his devotees. It was just wonderful. And this was a highlight of the whole day for me. So one evening he came and gave me the cookies and the milk, and we spoke about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda for probably an hour and a half. It was so wonderful. And at the end of the discussion, I said, I'm just so grateful to be with you, Janani Vas Prabhu. And he smiled and said, I'm not Janani Vas. I am Pankajangari, his brother. That was our first meeting. We embraced. I was crying. I didn't even know that Janani Vas Prabhu had a twin brother. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he spoke to three particular devotees from a village. To Mukunda, he said, you should earn material and spiritual wealth. To Narahari Sarakar, he said, you should live with the devotees and preach. And to Raghunandan Thakur, he said, you should worship the deity. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains how these are three very, very prominent services that different devotees of different natures and different ashrams will offer. Some will live with families and have an occupation, but they integrate their material wealth with their spiritual purpose by using everything for Krishna's service. Mukunda Sarakar in the spiritual world is Brinda Devi, the most intimate expansion of Sri Radharani, teaching us how to be an ideal household or a grihastha. And Narahari, he was a preacher. He was writing, he was preaching, he was traveling, he was having followers. Raghunandan, from his early childhood and throughout his life, he worshipped the deity of Gopinath. And Srila Prabhupada explains that all three are equal, all three are the same. They are all necessary for a spiritual society.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.